USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Inflation continues to eat away at our finances. The average American is spending roughly an extra $300 a month to cover for the added expenses of inflation. The mixed messaging from the White House does not help us understand the plan to make things better. Jen Psaki from the White House Lectern.
The expectations and their assessment at this point continues to be that it will moderate by the end of the year.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen.
We're likely to see another year in which 12-month inflation numbers remain very uncomfortably high.
Russian President Putin announced he plans to nationalize all businesses leaving Russia because of their invasion of Ukraine. In response, President Biden on Friday is expected to call for an end to normal trade relations with Russia. That'll clear the way for increased tariffs on Russian imports. The group of seven nations and European Union leaders are expected to follow suit. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I really love this product. I really do. I do a lot of kayaking and hiking and skydiving and stuff like that. I'm very active, but I did notice that, hey, time was catching up. And, you know, I wasn't at the stamina where I was used to. But ever since I've taken this stuff, I feel great. I've been hiking a lot and even longer than I was usually hiking before I started taking Balance of Nature. I feel like I can go on all day long. It's a great feeling. Just stuff like out of the Jetsons, you know what I mean? Here's the pill, boom, there you go. You got all the nutrients you need.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature right now. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com for more information or to place your order. Shipping is always free. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
Who would have thought 6 months ago that today we would be talking about record inflation, World War III, nuclear weapons, chemical weapons, genocide, war, Nazis in Europe again? If this has you stressed out, take a deep breath. You're not the only one feeling this way.
Financial woes, coupled with a barrage of horrifying scenes from Ukraine as Russia continues its invasion, have pushed a majority of Americans to unprecedented levels of stress, according to a new report from the American Psychological Association. The association's annual Stress in America poll found that U.S. adults, already weary from 2 years of the COVID-19 pandemic and continuing inflation, are now overwhelmingly troubled by the war in Ukraine. According to the results, 87% of those surveyed cited rising cost of everyday items such as groceries and gas as a significant source of stress. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
NASCAR is in Phoenix, Arizona this weekend. USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynabite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynabite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynabite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
Two different states, two different ways of dealing with their rattlesnake problems. An annual rattlesnake roundup in South Georgia recently changed the event this month to celebrate living snakes without skinning and butchering them, gaining praise from animal rights activists. In Texas, they do things a little bit different. Texas plans to do away with the deadly pests at the world's largest rattlesnake roundup this weekend in the Texas town of Sweetwater. Animal rights activists are calling it barbaric. Dennis Cumby, one of the organizers, says it's the biggest event in this town every year. It's very much a part of our culture. End quote. Major League Baseball is back in action.
The baseball lockout is over as the owners and players have come to terms on a ratified new collective bargaining agreement, which will ensure a full 162-game season beginning April 7th. Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred says he believes that the owners' imposed lockout helped, despite being frustrating for the fans.
I do believe that the lockout helped move the process along. And, you know, if we had just slid into the season, started the season without the lockout, I don't think we'd have an agreement today.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Congress initiated daylight savings time during World War I and again during World War II. The idea was to have extra light into the afternoon, and it would save on lighting energy. In most states, remember to set your clocks ahead 1 hour early Sunday morning. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.